Hey guys, it's Sierra
and Judy
coming at you with another episode of Love That For You. Hi. Hello.
Hi.
You know, I don't think we really take a moment to say hello every now. I think we just kind of jump into it. You know, I just sometimes a simple hello.
You know, sometimes in the beginning there is some witty banter and then we jump into it.
Yes.
So, but yeah, we've never taken the time to be like,
hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Yeah. How are you?
How's your day?
How are you? You know, sometimes that's just nice. Just to have
nice.
Someone ask you, how are you doing? Because sometimes you may not get a response or a reply back, but sometimes at least you can start saying your feelings.
Start
dead air. I'll tell you what. Do you remember Blue's Clues?
It's the mail, it never fails, it makes me wanna... Anyways.
Yes, love that. Steve
yeah.
has a TikTok.
Stop.
And literally, he had just one TikTok that's just sitting there, and he's just nodding his head, and it says, I'm here to listen, I think was the caption. And I just started to go, you know what, Steve? This was a lot harder than you promised it was going to be.
You know, when they replaced him with Joe, it wasn't the same.
Oh, my God. Okay, can we talk about how emotional that video was when Steve finally came back and did his little video for all of the millennials?
Do you want to hear a secret? I haven't seen it.
Okay, guys, we're gonna have to take a short break. I know we just started, but shit. No, it's okay. We'll finish it. I'll show you after the pod. Literally,
I know
it. Literally made me want to cry. I'm not a crier, but it made me want to cry because it was just like he was just explaining, like, hey, you remember when I left? That was weird, and just was like he just went on this. Explanation and was just like, but I want to see how you're doing. And I'm like, oh my God, stop. I hate life.
It's funny, the shows that take us back.
Oh God, Blue's Clues, so far back, so incredibly far back.
So good though.
But you know,
I watched it as a young adult. I don't care, I wasn't even babysitting children. I don't have children, actually. You know it's a really good kid show. Bluey on Hulu. They're like 7 minutes. They're 7 minutes.
I'm sorry. Bluey?
Yeah. I'm going to show you one after the pod.
And this is child appropriate.
Yes.
Don't worry. When he grows up. Good God.
It's Australian.
Okay. So maybe it'll sound better with an accent. Otherwise,
yeah,
American
do have accents.
Otherwise, the American version, the way you sound, it just sounds...
Americans just butcher it all. You know, it's funny because, so like, you introduced me to Ghosts,
mm-hmm.
and that has a British version first and an American version.
Mm-hmm.
And then Miranda had the British version first, and then this year,
Call Me
you know,
Cat.
Because of the pandemic, thank you for giving it to us. But also, unless you got through the first, like, 5 episodes of Call Me Cat, which was the equivalent to Miranda on the British channel, unless you got through the first 5 episodes, it never picked up. It never did the same thing to you. It's and Doctor Who, like, and just people trying to make remix of that, or Sherlock, just stop.
Yeah, you know what's really funny is I have my parents watching it. The British version,
the British version,
of Ghosts.
Yeah.
My dad, not a huge fan of British shows. And so, commentary, you know, from my dad, he's like, I don't know why their decor looks like that.
That was his thought?
Thought process.
And during the show, they're telling jokes and having lines, and he says, I wish there was a different couch.
It's not even more like a different couch. It's like, why do their homes look like that?
Why do their homes look decadent, like the queen could come at any moment? I don't know! 'Cause she could!
Yeah, I don't think Americans grasp that, you know, the president will never come and stop by your house, but the queen might.
I love the queen.
I have some questions.
I was born to the wrong nation.
Well, you were born in Germany, weren't you?
Portugal.
Portugal. My apologies.
It's okay. It's similar.
No, it's not.
I know. I was just trying to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Thank you. There was something I think that you had said something about, maybe I was talking to my dad about it. I don't know. Something about Germany sticks out, and I don't know why. I can't remember if you had said something about Germany or what.
No.
God, maybe it was my dad then.
I do like German pancakes.
My dad said that he learned how to crawl in Germany.
Was he a small child at that time?
I mean, I would hope so.
I didn't know.
At 53, I would hope he wasn't just learning how to crawl. But anyway, we have gone on such the longest tangent.
We sure have. Not the longest.
For our intro.
Well, it was your fault for welcoming them.
There are no faults. Just...
That's true. That's true.
Do not drop your phone.
All right, well,
Jump into it.
Let's start it off. Sierra.
Good God, I knew you were going to ask me.
Sierra, what's your high for the week?
So it lists as... I will read it as it...
I know, I really appreciate it.
Meh. Nothing to report. Dot, dot. Just a bundle of stress. But Girls Weekend was pretty bomb.
So, it does not say dot, dot. There's just a period after report. Oh. So,
I'm
I
so
appreciate
sorry.
The enthusiasm.
I thought I had another
and exaggeration.
Dot. I'm sorry, I thought I had another period in there.
It's all right.
My eyesight is not everything.
It either has to be a period or the three ellipses. I love a good ellipse.
No, what have I done? Okay. I'll just do a bunch of
exclamation points. I saw the Insta story, obviously, because I'm a follower. Like us on Insta. Of all your snacks, and I just kept thinking, oh, hello. Yeah, it was great. When it came to the fruit by foot, I was like, yeah! It brings me back to the days when we sat across from each other in the cubicles and we would get fruit snacks. Like, we would constantly have fruit snacks on hand.
I was the one who started the fruit snack trend.
It was a great time. I would always bring the Disney princess. You would bring the dinosaur and animals and then real fruit ones.
There were ones that disappointed you, T, but we moved past that one quickly.
Obviously, we didn't. Still talking about it. It's okay, though.
And then the nights come, and it's just as hot as the day.
Oh my gosh, I haven't watched Friends in a hot minute, actually.
You know, I've been really stressed lately, and so I haven't really wanted to watch things that are new. So I've just been watching repeats of stuff that I've already watched.
I've been watching Sabrina the Teenage Witch. I restarted Young and Hungry on Netflix, not sure why.
I'm so sorry.
That was a mistake.
I'll give you some content.
Watching it over again, and I'm just like, why? Why was this created?
You know, I think we should put together a list of, like, our anxiety favorite shows to watch. Because I feel like that shit hits different.
Comfort TV.
Comfort TV. You don't have to necessarily follow along. I do that with, like, asleep. Like, when I fall asleep. Because I fall asleep with the TV on. I have shows that I watch that I'm like, you know what? I'll put this on. I've already seen it, like, 10 million times. I'm just going to play this and go to sleep to it. Friends is one of them.
Ugh, I just love a good Friends episode. I can't watch the episode where they break up. And then the episode where they're at the beach.
And they get back together? Well, temporarily.
You had rambled on for 18 pages. Front and back!
You fell asleep?
That and then the last episode. Those are the three that I can't watch. It's too hard. But it's crazy that after all this time. Because I watched it when it was live, secretly. Against my parents' wishes.
I watched weirder shit against my parents' wishes.
Do you remember, this is such a tangent, and here we go again. But do you remember the show on Disney Channel when they still had the wand and, like, Disney Channel was good?
Yes.
And you lived for the .com
yeah
movie. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the show So Weird?
Give me more details.
It was the one where she was a rock star, but she was like into aliens and finding weird things, and
I don't remember that one.
Okay. It was pretty good. But and then after that, Xenon the movie, and then God, the sequel and stuff. God, I love Xenon. Yeah, I. Sorry,
zoom,
mom.
Zoom, zoom.
Here we go. But I'm going to talk about your pirating days. So
hashtag.
Hashtag 90s baby. the .com movies, when they would, you know, air sometimes. A lot of times, my mom would create copies of them on first VHS, because that's what there was. And then she later converted them to DVDs.
Oh, like she would record the show?
Yep.
That's what my mom did!
Yeah, yeah, great. So our parents were the early pirators. And so I still have Xenon on DVD. I have all of Boy Meets World. Those ones were legit purchases.
First of all,
like my, all the Disney movies,
my family,
we Cadet Kelly. Hey,
oh my God. I loved Cadet.
You know what? Okay. Kelly. So next week we're going to make a list of the .com movies that you have to watch.
I mean, this is what we did instead of getting Netflix, because we were not able to get Netflix. Do you know how sad I was to be like, I was the only kid that didn't have Netflix? This is back when they sent you DVDs.
Yeah, my parents refused to pay for that.
And
then my parents tried the trial copy, and my brother lost one of the DVDs. And if you lose a DVD, you had to pay full market price, which was $24.95. It was absolutely astronomical.
Oh, yeah.
So my parents were like, never again. Mm. And now they're avid subscribers to the digital one.
My parents don't even still pay for that one. I pay for it all. There. So I'm fulfilling my childhood dream. I kind of wanted to be nostalgic and was like, can you send me a DVD?
Do you remember when you were in high school and like a love language was just making a burned CD for each other?
Oh my God, yes. I mean, I wasn't ever in high school. I was homeschooled.
But you still know.
I still had boyfriends.
Yeah. Awesome. Nice space, yeah.
Yeah, still have boyfriends.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, gosh, just being able, okay, and even then, I would take home CDs and burn them onto my computer and burn discs and just make my own playlist.
Yeah.
Because that was the way that you made your own playlist back in the day. If you wanted to take it with you on the go.
So the last CD I ever made for someone was a boy who I liked. And I made the CD and gave it to him, and he dumped me.
Aww.
So,
Judy.
No more.
Aww.
No more CDs.
That's so sad.
But anyways, what is your low for the week?
You know, my low for the week, I do house sitting gigs.
Oh my gosh. Crap, I forgot.
I know. I do house sitting gigs for people, dogs, cats, houses, whatever you want. One of my doggies, who I took care of in July, passed away recently. She was an older dog. She was about 14, 15. I don't really know specifics, but I know that she passed away, and my heart,
I got to meet her.
Yeah. She was a good girl.
I know.
So sweet.
All she wanted was a fluffy bed.
And her duck. I have photos of her and her duck.
Oh my gosh, her duck.
It's honestly, for me, I'm a huge animal person. So when it comes to like losing an animal. It's not losing, you're not losing your pet. You're losing a family member, a loved one, in my opinion.
I think it hits a little bit harder sometimes for me just because, like, an animal can't tell you how they feel.
No.
They can't express to you what you mean to them or anything like that, so...
I mean, you can tell
it's a little harder.
They can, you can tell that they love you.
Well, yeah.
But I mean, they can't tell you, ouch, this hurts, you know.
That's hard.
And I think that, you know, and honestly trying to explain to them what happens too as you're saying goodbye, that's harder. I don't like it. But other than that, headaches been coming on. Seasonal depression sinking in, but no pressure. I think it's hitting everyone hard. It's hitting my household pretty hard.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of snuggles with my mom this week.
It's been a rough 2 years.
I'm going to say it for the record because I think that we're all thinking it. It's been a really hard year, like life. Like this generation, it is so hard.
Yeah.
And then just the last 2 years has just been the icing and cherry on top.
Which sucks because cherries are really delicious.
I know. But these are like rotten cherries. Because that's how this year has been. And it's like the icing is like expired magic shell. That's 2020.
If you don't know what magic shell is...
See yourself out.
You're not living life right.
You can see yourself out.
Yeah. So I used to work for Salt and Straw, and they put in Whiz Bang Bar in the Second Street Marketplace.
I love Whiz Bang Bar.
Yes. And so Tyler had made, like, Magic Shell.
They're copycat. So good.
Yeah. The lavender one, we created that Northwest 23rd. So good. But anyways.
I love that place. I wish there was something like that closer to here.
Because of Salt and Straw, I got to meet my restaurant icon, hero, salutar, Tom Douglas. He came in. We scooped ice cream with him. He signed my cookbook. It says, "You rock, Judy." Anyways.
That's amazing.
Just a little fangirl moment real quick.
I love that for you.
Yeah. Thanks.
Your highs and lows?
My high. Do you like how I need to look at my list to see what I wrote down for my
high?
Dude,
I need to see my list, so I don't blame you.
So I started a new job this week. I'm sorry, Sierra.
Hence the seasonal depression.
And so we have 4 different stores in Oregon. Well, 3 in Oregon, 1 in Washington. And so this weekend we're doing a huge event on Saturday. It's going to be great. You should come to it. But I'm going to be at the beach location. So I'm just really excited to go to the beach. And then we're going to talk about Christmas party stuff. I'm going to finalize some things.
Maybe I'll come with you and it could be like a meet and greet thing with Love That For You. I mean.
What do you mean?
We're famous.
Okay. Perfect.
We can meet our 23 fans. We have a very strong following, okay?
Oh, man.
Well, that's good. Funny. That'll be fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love the beach. I haven't been to the beach in, like... I haven't been to the beach since February.
I am an Oregon beach person. I know that sounds weird because who's an Oregon beach person?
Technically, it's pronounced coast. We're not beaches.
Literally.
We're a coast.
I kid you not, in church this weekend, literally had that conversation. How bizarre is that? Pastor was like, okay, do you guys pronounce it the beach or the coast? If you're an Oregonian, it's the coast. If you're not an Oregonian, it's the beach and you should go back to California.
Correct. I'm sorry. Love you.
So, feel a little attacked. I'm so sorry. Grew up going to Oregon. Coast and
where the it's still. It's just the coast. It's
that, I know you can't go into the water, okay? You will die.
And that if you, shit hits like, you different.
No, okay. People come here from around the world and they go to the beach and they put their feet in water and then they get hypothermia.
Yeah, That's why we call it the coast.
Yeah.
We don't call it the beach because it's not like Hawaii okay. or California.
So I'm going to the coast, but I'd like you to know that the Chinook Winds Casino slogan is it's better at the beach. So I don't know.
They're not from Oregon, apparently. Like,
so the Chinook tribe.
Okay, I'd like to take it further. Okay, let's just... I'm assuming they're from Vegas, you know?
just experience.
Just a descendant.
Word to the wise. Don't go to Vegas during July.
Or go to
it's
Vegas.
It's like 116 degrees and you just want to stay inside and die.
I've only been to Vegas once.
Or you just walk around with a giant Taco Bell Slurpee.
I did not get to go to Taco Bell while we were there. But I was drunk for a good part of it.
I'm sorry. The whole concept where you can walk around and drink is fantastic. I hate the weather, hate the people, don't care for the smell, but I like that you can just walk up and down the street and have your cocktail.
That's what's my problem with Oregon. We're just so conservative that we just can't be open to new ideas.
Funny because we're a democratic state.
Yeah, it's kind of awkward. I don't know. I'm just like, please give me the liquor. No, I remember parts of Vegas. I know we went to a Thunder Down Under show. For a
same-same. I was trying to find some like good comeback. Well, we didn't go to Thunder Down Under. We went to the Magic Mike show.
But it's the same. Oh, it's the same thing.
It's probably a little worse.
It was so good, but we had a bachelorette at night. That's why.
We didn't. Ours was just a normal Tuesday evening.
I love that.
No shame in that. I mean,
I think that's the time that I found and lost my will to whoop. Literally spent, what was it? I mean, we got to Vegas at 8 a.m. or 8 p.m. Didn't get home until 5 a.m. because I was out trying to outdrink my cousins.
Yeah.
God, I love my cousins. They can drink.
They can drink.
I'm just like, and I'm the only girl of their age, and I'm younger than them, so I have more to prove.
Oh, dear.
So one of my cousins was just so far gone, he's thin, thin little man. I love him. He's taller than me. Thin man. And he's just like going up to everybody. Do you want to fight? So I go up to him, starting to get drinking and drunk. And he's just, I'm like, do you want to fight? And he's like, no, I don't want to fight a girl. I'm like, because you're scared to lose. Is that it? I sit on you and you'll be done.
You can't just walk around saying that you're going to sit on people.
You can when you are drinking with your cousins and he is the one trying to fight people. He's getting up in people's faces, kind of joking, but kind of not. And I'm like, let's go. You want to go? You want to get your ass kicked by a girl? I got you. It was real fun. I'm sorry, we went on a long way and tangent again, too.
And Judy, what's your low?
Low for you, Judy.
We
thought we would have nothing to talk about.
I know. Boy, was I wrong. It's Judy and Sierra. We never not have things to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
My low this week is just... your low this week is that your dog... The doggie that you watched passed away, but... My friend's mom passed away a few months ago, and they're having the celebration of life that's not just for immediate family on Friday, so that's going to be
tough.
A pretty tough time, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, sweetie.
Yeah. It's all right. Death is hard, but.
I just hate it.
Yeah.
Kind of over it, to be quite honest.
Kind of over it. Mm-hmm. You know, I've kind of thought about it. Not a lot, but like, you know, death is a natural part of life. Blah, blah, blah. But It's like when people get sick, and it's like bad sick, where you're gonna die. It's almost so unfair because I don't know. We all know that we have that time limit and everything else. You just don't expect to have to spend your life dealing with that.
Yeah.
It just sucks.
I get it. I've lost a lot of loved ones. I lost my one of my favorite aunts in February. So I get it. Lost my dog. My dog, man.
I lost both my grandparents this year.
Yeah.
Ooh, can't talk about that. Judy's gonna get sad.
Yeah. We need to maybe celebrate them. We never forget them. You know.
Yeah, it's true.
But it's good that you have a support system. I think that's what's really important.
Sure.
Okay, undo the sadness. We have created. It's been a very.
You said to undo, so I was doing my undo song.
And how does the lyrics go?
Speaking of lyrics, so I went to use the bathroom at work today. And
didn't think it was going to go this way, but sure.
Sure. I'll get to it. First of all, they have bidets in the bathroom with heated seats, so that's fresh. In more ways than one. But on the wall.
Keep going.
On the wall next to the sink. You know how it's usually like, sing happy birthday twice, and then you've washed your hands. So Ace's slogan is, Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folk. If you sing that three times, you've washed your hands for 20 seconds. I know this because they have a poster on the wall.
Well, when you're trying to promote your business, you also promote a song.
It's just the employee bathrooms.
Then there's some follow-up questions.
Like, they're just really bidets are not for everyone.
That's hilarious.
It's very weird. I don't know what it is about this whole, like, bidet phase, but everywhere John and I have gone on vacation.
Bidet all day. Hey.
Bidet all day. The place that I'm house-sitting, they have bidets. Like,
our family does not have bidets. We probably should look into it.
I have some questions that I probably need to find out online, but, like, it's squirting water at you. Do you still have to use toilet paper to, like, sop up the wetness? Do you just sit there for a couple minutes while it dries? Is there a fan option? I just have some questions. So if you know anything about bidets, just shoot me a DM. Shoot me a DM. I don't want any pictures. I've seen a lot of them. I know how they work. However, I've never consistently seen the same one. So, like, the one in that bedroom's different. The one in that bathroom's different. The two at work are different. Like, what's going on?
Is there
a company that doesn't make, like, two?
Are there seating preferences? Are they custom to each bottom? Like,
they are. The one at work, it's heated seats. So you can choose your bottom to be more warm or cold. There's a fan. That's why I asked about the fan option. I'm so blown away by the way you can treat your booty.
And you said we'd have nothing to talk about on this podcast.
I changed my mind.
All right, so let's dive in with what you're eating.
It's funny because Sierra chose the eating topic this week.
Okay, no, let's tell the listeners the truth, okay? I threw out a suggestion, you said, That sounds great. This is probably a response to you not listening. Or maybe processing the words that I said. And you said, sure.
I feel personally attacked right now.
As you are about to be shots firing at me. Yes, I have nothing really to contribute. I am piggybacking on one of yours.
What? You know that TikTok trend? Looks like I did the assignment.
I didn't know that there was an assignment.
I really hate that trend. So.
I can relate.
Yeah, here we are talking about it. All right, so you can talk about the first one if you want. I'll talk about Achena. So Achena has a soft spot in my heart because I worked there for 2 years in Selwood, right out of culinary school. And they hand pull and cut pasta. And then, oh my gosh, don't even get me started on the caprese salad. I don't even like tomatoes, and I eat this stuff like butter. If you're eating butter like that, John, maybe stop. Okay, because that's weird.
Yeah, what's funny is you're giving advice to someone who does not listen to the pod. Though we have addressed this since the last pod. I even asked why. I don't even
I think part of the issue is that I kept... I was like, don't listen to episode 2. Don't listen to episode 2. Or, like, the first part of 3.
And I think it worked. It's just on every episode.
I know. And then, so then he got into the whole thing of, oh, well, you don't want me to listen to it. That's not what I said. Actually. But it's fine. He'll just never be a guest star.
Tough titties, John. I said it. Tough titties.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
What? Man's never going to listen to the pod. Ergo.
But anyways, Achena, they're great. And if you don't want to go to their restaurant over in Selwood, they have a booth at the Italian Fest every year in Pioneer Square, so.
Well, I mean, I've only been to Grasso like once, but it was really good food.
We went to Grasso together. That's the one she's talking about.
Grasso's so good. I mean, for me, I haven't been in a pasta, like, kick for a while. Son of a bitch. I don't know why I'm doing this now. PT tape.
Okay.
It was starting to bug me.
Perfect.
I don't know why. Ow, it hurts. Grasso is fantastic.
You're welcome.
But it's hard because it's, like, lately I've been in a very big, like, Vietnamese food dumpling kick lately. It's very rare where I come into, like... into a desire to have pasta. But Grasso is really good. Their pork belly mac and cheese.
That is huge coming from Sierra. She's incredibly serious about her pork belly.
Very serious about pork belly and mac and cheese, my guy.
Yeah. Yeah, Grasso does it right. I really like Grasso for this. So they started with just a little... like pop-up restaurant downtown, and I'm glad they have the Lake Oswego location now because we ain't going downtown.
No.
But they started with that, and you would just walk in, you'd order, you'd find your seat. It was very casual, but it's like freaking gourmet pasta. It's crazy.
It's pretty good, I have to say.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways.
They do thick cut pork belly. I know you like your thin, swirly.
It's not that I like the thin, swirly pork belly. I like a lot of fat to meat ratio, and a lot of pork belly is just more fat than meat, so it's not my favorite thing. But it's Sierra's favorite thing, and that's all that matters.
To quote the Beatles, let it be.
Yeah, exactly, which is why I don't really have anything to say about it. The other thing I was thinking about is pastorini.
I like, yeah.
Yeah, it's...
commercialized, but it's...
it's commercialized. Well, I think they're only here in Oregon. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that.
I don't know.
But I'm pretty sure.
I think there's...
because they're not in Washington.
I don't know.
Yeah. But anyways, pastorini. It's like a very upscale version of Olive Garden, except for they don't microwave their food.
You know what would be really fun is to have someone do an illustrated, like, map of our places to eat. And, like on a little map.
So my friend Mercedes, she lives in Arizona now. Did you see, last year for Valentine's Day, I got drawn that map of Oregon?
I think you had shown me something, but we were last February, like, 2020?
I'll have to look it up, but she makes maps. She makes all those things.
You mean 2020 or 2021?
I don't know what year it is right now. It's not a good question.
It's not a good year anyway, so it's fine. I think you'd show me something, but if it was before my time, then before our time together, then I don't know.
If it was before our time together, I think it was this February, but I'm not sure anymore. Everything just honestly kind of runs together now.
It does. It truly, truly does. But yeah, we'll have to blow her up on the gram.
Gram, yes. But yeah, she could make a map for us.
Wouldn't Man, she's so, so
freaking good.
Wouldn't that just be so cute? Like, here's our cute. See? Yes. Love that. I feel like that would be such a cute vibe for us.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
And then it could be a love that for you map. Yeah.
I love that.
Right?
And since I don't have a place to live by myself yet, it could go in your and yours.
Yeah.
Don't worry, once we get a studio. I'm dreaming big here.
Oh, sure. Well, I have to renew my lease in May, so you could just come live there. The two bedrooms have laundry in the units, I found out.
Oh, that's cool.
I know. But I'd only want an upstairs unit with the fireplace and the skylight, so.
Three stories above hell.
You know what? It's forced exercise. That's how I look at it. It's exercise that I would not usually get.
I feel that each time I lug up my shit up to your apartment.
Well, imagine doing it every day. Sometimes. Twice, three, four, five, six times a day.
At that point, I would install an elevator. I don't know how, but shit, I would do that.
That seems expensive.
But yeah. No. Shall we dive into what you're flixin'?
We shall.
Shall indeed.
Shall we?
Shall we?
We shall.
Shall we?
Shall. I am copying Sierra from last week because I started watching Dollface based on her recommendation. And I freaking love it. Love it.
Right now, episode 2, halfway through episode 2, we still have to finish it.
It's currently on pause, no big deal.
In the background. It's so good. And you can find it on Hulu. There's going to be another season coming. So don't you worry. Do not fret.
Yeah.
The second season is on its way.
Yeah.
It's a good time. Oh, you know what? I need to add one more. I'll just say it on the pod. Have you seen the show, I'm Sorry? You can find it on Netflix and on HBO Max. I think you might be able to find it on Hulu. I need to double check the name of her, but there's some pretty famous actors in it.
What is it about?
She's a comedian, and she is just living her normal day-to-day stuff. She says some pretty things that are over the line sometimes, but she's hilarious. Huh. So she's, like, writing her own stuff. She's a comedian, and so it's just so funny. She's a mom in this show, and so she's married, and they talk about real life stuff, and it's super funny. I got my mom to watch it. Even she liked it, started recommending it to other people, and I'm like, let it go.
Let it go.
Spread like wildfire.
Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go.
By Judy Goza.
How dare you? Yes.
It's beautiful.
Maybe one day I'll record an album.
There you go. Well, I'm already famous in the album aspect.
Yeah.
The princess is here. Sierra.
Episode 15, Sierra will be debuting her rendition of Ashes.
No!
By Celine Dion.
No! I am not singing Celine Dion for the people. They're not ready. I only let in a circle of people who hear me on this. Circle!
I will record it.
No! I shall never sing again.
It's over!
I quit! No, I get embarrassed.
That's okay, I'll record you. You won't know.
Great, and the world will be like, oh, she sucks.
I'll keep devices in the car. That we're already there.
We're always going to meet separately.
How do you know I haven't already done it?
You don't have keys to my car.
How do you know I didn't do it the last time I was in there?
I will have it bug swept.
I'm going to Best Buy.
I'm going to Geek Squad and having them scan my car.
Oh my gosh. What were we talking about?
You started singing and so you started talking about...
Okay, did you even talk about your TV shows? Okay,
so
wow, we gotta go.
I talked about I'm Sorry that I didn't add on here because I forgot about it. And it's just a really great comedy, so that's also a great one to fall asleep to after you watched it. But it's hilarious. Someone Great on Netflix is a fantastic movie that I absolutely love. It has the actress from Jane the Virgin on there. It's got the orange-haired girl from Pitch Perfect. These are really great names and very exact. Yes. But it's really great. If you haven't seen it, it's about a girl who is spending one last day in New York after breaking up with her boyfriend for, I think, what, 10 years, I think is what, 9 years or something like that. Anyway, it's really great. It gets you a little sad, but it's a really great, funny movie. Highly recommend. Also, something a little less sad and funny, but more funny and educational. There's Selena plus Chef on HBO Max. Love a good Selena Gomez moment.
I do. If I had to pick one, I'd choose Selena over Justin. I'm sorry.
Justin Bieber?
Mm-hmm.
I think we would all choose Selena over Justin Bieber.
Not the Canadians.
I have a really funny TikTok I need to show you.
It always turns into a freaking TikTok.
It's always a TikTok.
Every time. And then she'll send me a picture or she'll send me a TikTok. And then 2.5 hours later, I'm wondering what I'm doing with my life. Because I'm looking at all of the For You on TikTok based on the one video that she sent me 2.5 hours prior to that.
It's so good. And yes, we all have gotten swept away with the TikTok trend.
Swapped. All right.
Things we're doing with our bodies.
Well.
Barely. Kind of. Looking into it.
I have invited my boyfriend John to join Fitbit challenges, which displeases Ciara.
Why did you say my name like that?
Because that's how.
I don't care for it.
It's French. It's British, according to Siri.
Siri doesn't know what they're talking about.
Yes.
If you're going to do it, the least... The singing Sierra is more annoying to me than... God, I have people who I've grown up with who cannot say my name. They have to sing my name. They go, Sierra. And I'm like, no way.
This beat is automatic, supersonic.
Oh, they...
Not a funky
French. It always goes into that. They go, Sierra.
So and then I have a girl that I used to work with, Sierra, at work, who actually loved when I did that. But that was just like our inside thing. It wasn't all the time.
I've gotten it since I was like 15.
You're not that kind of Sierra.
What does that mean?
That was rude and I'm sorry.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
So, anyways, we
need to insert this, the Kevin Hart. Whoa. You're not going to speed past like that. Like, you didn't just say what you just said. Like, we need to go back to that. What does that mean?
No, I've already ran the stoplight. Like, I'm far past. Yes.
Guess what? I'm towing your ass back over to the stop sign. Past it. What does that mean?
I don't know in the moment. You're not married to an NFL star. You don't have 3 children. You weren't once with a rapper. You don't have exposed leg.
First of all, I have been with a rapper.
That's what you took from that?
A candy rapper.
I have to go. I literally have to go. That's something I was saying. Okay. Yesterday I was at bowling. And Melissa puts down this dipped chewy bar, like the Quaker chewy bar, on the table. And I'm like, oh, you brought your granola bar to bowling. And she's like, no, it's a candy bar. No, it's a granola bar. No, it's basically a candy bar. It's dipped in chocolate. It still has 9 whole grains. There's no grains in a candy bar.
It's like a hybrid.
So, I don't know. It was just very...
That's funny.
It was a crazy night last night. Loved it. That White Claw really gets me going.
I sat at home and calculated my receipts for my insurance thing, so I really know how to whoop it up.
Sounds like a sexy night.
A very sexy night.
I'm 33. We don't have those anymore.
You know when you settled in.
Settled in.
To a good seasonal depression. Love it for us.
When you bring out the popcorn and the mustard yellow blanket, that's when you know you've gone.
As if we have a...
I know. They have a mustard yellow blanket. I like that blanket a lot.
We'll look for one for you.
It's great.
You have so many of those, though.
I know, I do. Okay, so Peloton. I have done 4 rides with my guy, Cody. We're basically so in sync that if he batted for my team, we'd be getting married. So, it's fine.
Sorry,
Judy and Cody forever. It's funny. So I've done 2 live classes with him and then 2 sessions. And as much as I like the lives, I like the sessions because when you watch them over and you're doing it with a team, it just feels like he's yelling directly at you. And it's nice. I need that kind of motivation in my life. Like, hey, you want that sandwich? Better work for it. And then Work Bitch comes on by Britney.
You know, I think that you've sent me a few of his videos
on because Instagram. I don't have a Peloton, but I still subscribe to, like, all the Insta feeds and every...
I'm pretty sure.
I'm a Cody fanatic, and I don't even have a Peloton, so this has been working out really great for me. Side note, other thing I'm doing with the body, I have an espresso coming that I get to pick up on Thursday for my house. It's rose gold. It's my aesthetic.
Very.
Very excited. Very jazzed.
You know, I think it's great that we've kind of settled into our aesthetics. Like, obviously, mine is...
I didn't even really have an aesthetic before I met you. Like, gray tones are my color, which is funny because I'm dating someone with last name Gray. But gray tones have always been my color, but not, like... not in an aesthetically pleasing way. Like, I haven't sat there and tried to pair a mustard yellow blanket and pillows to my gray couch or get a gray dining room table or just, like, all of those things until you came into my life.
And showed the importance of the aesthetic trend.
That's true.
I think I've gone through different vibes on my aesthetic, but the one thing that I think I constantly come back to is my all black matte aesthetic, and then my neutrals, my gray and white. it's starting to pick up from other people, though. So, like, I'm just like, I don't want to be predictable. That's something I don't like. That's definitely an Aquarius trait. I don't like to be predictable. I like what I like, and I appreciate it. But I want to be different.
All right, yours?
Yoga. I'm doing more of it for PT and stress purposes because murder is not legal. So,
yoga. Sierra's going to do her yoga. I'm going to finish my yoga teaching. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be a journey.
It's already a journey.
And it's definitely feeling like a destination, that's for sure.
Oh, man.
Spilling the tea.
All right.
Can we spill the tea?
All right. Go for it.
Okay.
Brittany!
Brittany, bitch!
With the taste of...
You didn't do your Instagram thing, by the way. Did you see mine?
No, I didn't even know you did it. Oh, Okay, I thought that you were doing that for the both of us. I didn't know that you were being selfish and that was just yours.
I was trying to do it for me because then it was... I didn't know what yours was favorite of.
Unbelievable.
I don't have your Britney playlist.
Yeah, it's but true. But
Britney Spears is finally free.
And doing some weird shit on Instagram.
Yeah, there's some questionable things that we have some questions on.
I mean, I can't really see, like, I mean, maybe that's just, it is what it is, like, she's lashing out or speaking out because of she's finally free, but it's very weird. It's very, very strange.
Yeah, but she's, the conservatorship of 13 years is now finally over, and Britney is definitely learning her footing.
Like, did you see that whole thing with Jamie Lynn? Apparently, like, her mom wanted her to get an abortion or something. I just read about it.
No.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Anyways, just some more crazy things. I like how she lashed out against her sister. Was gonna, like, buy the publishing company and stop publication of her book. Like, all right. Honestly, Jamie Lynn deserves that. Whatever. She's been riding off the back of Britney for too long.
Well, remember when there was Zoe 101? That was before she got knocked up.
I loved that show.
I did too! The best friend non-love interest that ended up becoming a love interest.
Yeah. Oh,
God. That gave me anxiety.
It was a good show.
I loved it. Show. Throwbacks. But yeah, Britney Spears is finally free.
Hallelujah.
Free falling. That's what happens when we podcast late in the night. Sex in the City is coming back.
It's just as hard as the day.
It is.
And then the day comes again.
So, Sex in the City is coming out with another series thing on HBO Max. That's going to be exciting. However, the gay best friend is...
Really honestly, enough. Though, if it's going to be anything like the stupid one that CW got, I'm out.
Do you remember Stanley?
Yeah.
You know, he passed away.
I did not know. There have been a lot of celebrity passing away.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's all coming like Murphy's Law. Coming in threes. But yeah, that show's going to be coming out in December, hitting HBO Max soon, so it'll be fun to see how that comes unfolded. I really want to know what's going on with Charlotte.
We'll see.
Yeah. And then, Judy?
I mean, it's not really a tea thing, but my girl Nikki Heaton, who, if you have never visited, this sounds like an advertisement, but... She runs a clothing line called Natural, which is freaking fire. Her leggings give me life. They, like, lift your booty to places where it's never been before. Anyways, it's a great thing. But she hasn't produced an album in, like, 3 years because she had a kid and she got married, and then COVID, and then she started a detox line. She's the one who I was talking about, had gone to had decided she wanted to spend like $70 at Taco Bell, but then she was like, no, it's okay, I have my 17 almonds.
Oh.
Yeah, that's Nikki. But she dropped a new album yesterday, and her song... Huh?
Which you can view on the Gram.
Yeah, our story. Song "Call Me" is on there. It's really great.
You can listen to the clip, and interested in more, you can play the song.
So jazzed. So jazzed.
Yeah. So more to come. More to come.
More to come.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's all that we have for the pod this week.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Could be.
Sure.
Maybe.
Who knows?
We do.
Do we?
Not really.
Love that for us.
Oh, gosh.
Well, I think that does it for us. Another episode on the lovely pod.
It's a wrap.
Wrap it up.
I don't know. I'm getting sleepy, and this is Sleepy Judy, so.
Same. I get it. Well, thanks guys for joining us on another episode. Where to find us if you want to listen to us on different platforms. Check us out.
Be on the lookout for a TikTok later. It's going to be great.
TBD.
Yeah.
You can also find us on Instagram. We love that for you, the number 4. So if you want to follow us, check us out. Have a fantastic rest of your week, and we'll catch you next time. Bye.